Legacies. It's probably a difficult subject to talk about for many, but charities do rely on legacy donations to carry out their vital work, and that is true of RNIB, and they are always looking to promote legacies and promote the services that these donations do support. So to chat a little bit more about that, we have with us Lorna McPherson-Reed. Lorna, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on iConnect Radio.
So I know it's probably an obvious question, Lorna, but let's start with what is a legacy?
Right. Well, a legacy is just another way of giving money to a charity. So it's really just a gift in a will. Simple as that. So it could be a sum of money, which we call a pecuniary gift, or it could be the money left over once you've had other people benefit from your estate. So it's really just that. It's just another way of giving that's left in your will.
Okay, and when it comes to making a will, is that quite straightforward to do?
For most people, it is, actually, because, you know, it's only when you get into overseas properties and overseas investments and that kind of thing. But for most people, it is a fairly straightforward process. We actually have three accessible will products at RNIB, and they're free of charge, so we can give you lots of help.
Now, charities do rely a great deal on fundraising and public donations. Are legacies a major part of that for RNIB?
Definitely. We couldn't really run our services without them. They've been quite consistently been around a third of all of our income at RNIB, and so we really just couldn't function without them, which is around £40 million per year.
That is quite a substantial amount of money and probably a major part of the annual income. So hugely important to maintain awareness about legacies.
Absolutely. We have about 1,300 notifications a year. So that's 1,300 people who have left us a gift in their will and maybe have been supporters for a very long time. So it's a very significant amount of money that we take very seriously. And it's around half of our fundraised income. We really couldn't cope without legacies.
Have you ever been left anything unusual in a legacy?
We have, actually, and we've had to get involved in some quite strange cases as well. We have a team in Peterborough who manage all of the estates that we get told about that have included a gift to RNIB. And some of the things that we've seen in people's wills, we've received some eyes, we've had a flock of sheep left to us, we've had a piano, violin, so musical instruments seem to be quite popular, a collection of teddy bears, and a collection of Nazi-era German stamps as well. So, yes, you can leave anything you like to a charity. Obviously, it's a bit more complicated when you have to find a specialist buyer and sell it. But, and some of them are like eyes we have to reject. But for the most part, we do appreciate what we've been left, and we will be able to make a donation out of it.
How then do you promote legacies? Because as you said, Lorna, it's a huge part of RNIB's income and probably not the easiest subject to approach people about.
I think the first feeling people have is that it's a difficult subject, that it's one that immediately makes people feel a bit awkward. But actually, we find in our experience, when you talk to people about legacy giving, it's actually very positive and uplifting conversation. And it's really the people that care most about RNIB that want to give in this way, and they're only too happy to talk passionately about RNIB and the services that they've received or their loved ones have received, and they really do genuinely want to give something back and make the future a lot brighter for people with sight loss. And so it is a very, very uplifting conversation.
Do you show people the differences that a legacy can make? Because obviously, you know, asking people to make a donation is one thing, but actually showing them the difference it can make can probably help.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is harder with a gift in a will than it is with a donation in a bucket, say, in the street. But you have to find ways of showing people the services that will still be around maybe in 20 years' time and talk about the future that we're hoping to create for people with sight loss. We really have to demonstrate the impact on people's lives. So we tell stories about people who have been diagnosed with sight loss and the help that they've received from RNIB and where they are now in their life and what they see as their future, and trying to show positive stories about the opportunities that they now see for themselves. And that can be achieved through leave a gift in your will today or also in the future.
Is it equally important to let your family know about your wishes as well?
Definitely. We'd always say put your loved ones, your family and friends first. And only then, when you've made provision for those people closest to you, if there's any capacity at all in your estate, then consider maybe a gift to a charity like RNIB. It's amazing the difference that only 10% or 5% can make to people's lives with sight loss.
We are almost out of time, Lorna. So if people would like to learn more about legacies, what's the best way to do that?
You can go online. So you can go onto our website and have a look at our different accessible will products, which are free of charge. And we can give you lots of help and advice. So if you go to rnib.org.uk/legacies, you will find all the information. Alternatively, you can email us on legacyservices@rnib.org.uk, or just call our helpline, which is 0303 123 9999.
Lorna, thank you very much for telling us all about legacies here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.